Hey guys, welcome back.
Welcome back to our podcast. Hope you guys are doing well.
Yeah, I hope you're having a good day. Nice and cozy at home.
Yeah, with this whole quarantine going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hope you guys are not too bored.
Not going crazy. Yeah.
For reals. We're not going crazy because we're still working.
Yes, thank God.
Because we're essential workers.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, luckily. But yeah, well, welcome back.
Welcome back. This week, we're
our
touching...
topic. Okay, so we did a little, rebranding in a way.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more of, like, stories.
Yes.
Instead of facts, you know? So we're going to do more stories. So this week we have witches.
Yeah. So these are actually stories that we've heard from family members.
And, well, I mean they're witches from Mexico.
Yeah.
Stories from Mexico. So yeah, it's pretty interesting. That topic is very interesting.
Pretty scary.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah, it is. I know here in the U.S. it's a little bit different.
Yeah, I feel like witches, stories that we've heard of witches here in the U.S. are really different.
Yeah, here you guys had the Salem witch trials, mm-hmm. which, I mean, that was intense.
And that was pretty much proven that they were innocent.
Well, yeah, they were innocent
people. Some of them.
Yeah, most of them were innocent. There's, I guess, from the story that I know is... people were being
falsely accused by
other
young
people.
Yeah,
I mean,
so it was also a lot of racism back then.
Yeah,
that had to do a lot with it.
Oh yeah, that was messed up.
So that was here, U.S. Obviously, there was a lot more.
Yeah, I mean, there's more detail.
But we're generalizing right now.
Yeah, so we really don't know the facts.
right.
Yeah, but I mean, it's Mexican folklore, right? That's how you pronounce it? Folklore?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so basically like urban legends,
right.
Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So what is an urban legend that you have heard about witches?
Oh, man. So the ones that I've heard usually from like my grandparents. So I know my grandma when she was younger, maybe like in her... 20s, she would walk up in Mexico. What are they called? Cerros. And here's
okay.
Their hills, right?
Yeah.
Like hills. So they lived in a ranch in a small town in Mexico, and so they would have to walk into town.
Mm.
You know, back then, I mean, they didn't really have cars and stuff like that. So she would have to walk from her house, which is like I think she said like a good. Like 2 miles.
Dang.
Into town. And she said she was coming back from town with like food, stuff like that.
El mandado.
El mandado. And it was pretty late. It was dark. She said that she was walking by and like all of a sudden she saw like a ball of flame like flying across like the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And in Mexican folklore, that usually is a witch.
Yeah.
So she says she got really scared and so she ran back home. So she dropped everything.
Wow.
And ran back home because apparently if you see that, I mean, usually you tend to like disappear or like die or whatever. And she says she got home and she was terrified.
Dang.
Like and I mean, as a kid, you're like you have questions. You're like, why were you alone? Why didn't you?
Yeah.
Know? Yeah, so...
Why were you terrified?
Exactly. Why were you scared? It's just a ball of fire.
Yeah.
So she got home, and then that was the first time she saw, like, that flame ball or whatever. The second time is when... Well, she had her last children, which were twins. And she was, like, in her 30s, maybe? So, like, 10 years later, basically. So, my grandpa said... that they were sleeping. They lived in a little room. They didn't have a door. They had like a curtain.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently this witch or whatever, the first twin that they had, the older one, that it died. Like, and they said that it had the baby had bite marks on him. So he died or whatever. So then the second night, my grandpa stayed up to, you know, I guess if like there was any animals or whatever, he can, he had a 12 gauge. So he was gonna, you know, take care of the family or whatever. But he said that the last thing he saw was dust, like in the room. And he got really sleepy. But at the same time, he said that he saw a woman come in. But, like, he was, like, in like, between, like, the sleep state and, like, still awake.
Entre sueños.
Yeah. He said that he tried to fight her off. And he said something about, like, oh, I don't want you to take my child. If you try to, you're going to have to... He said something about going through his body or whatever. So, in the morning when he woke up, he had a bite mark on his ass cheek.
What the...
Yeah. I tell my grandpa, like, kidding around, I was like, nah, it was my grandma, you know, she's trying to give you a hickey. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, he said that he had a bite mark on his ass.
That's creepy.
Yeah. I was like, what a fucking perv, witch. I mean, you know.
Seriously.
I mean, my grandpa was good looking in the day.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen pictures of him.
He was good looking. You're like, dang, grandpa?
I was like, I mean, this guy was, like, fucking, he's a player.
Really?
Like, he would cheat on my grandma. I don't know why.
Dang.
And like he had
them hoes.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, he had bitches.
He had bitches. Oh my God. Yeah, I guess it runs in the family.
And one of them was a witch.
Well, for reals. I think he's just, I don't know. He could have been like bullshitting, but who knows?
No, you never know.
Yeah.
I feel like back then there wasn't as much technology. There wasn't as much
Social media.
Yeah, I feel like spirits and entities would show up more back then.
Well, I mean, I think they still show.
They still show, but I feel like people are quick to give a reason. Oh, that's not true. That's this.
Yeah, because, I mean, yeah, like I said, you know, social media plays with it too.
Mm-hmm.
So they're gonna, obviously, they're gonna have like, oh, that's not real.
Yeah.
You know, sort of deal.
Oh, I'm sure that was rigged, you know?
Yeah, I mean, who really knows until it really happens to you?
Right.
You know? I think that's how, I'm the kind of person that likes to see it to believe it, you know. Mm-hmm. If I don't see it, then I don't believe it. I'm that kind of person. So I mean, I've, like I said, I've had encounters with like different stuff. Yeah. So it's pretty, I mean, I do believe in the I guess in the afterworld or
the in between.
Yeah, all that stuff. I do
souls
believe it.
Trapped. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a believer. I'm not gonna lie.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. What about you? Any experiences with stuff like
personally,
that?
Personally, no, but. Family members. So when I was younger, I have family in Mexico. So all the cousins would get together and tell scary stories.
Ooh.
Yeah, but it was just girls.
Even better.
Yeah. And I have these cousins that said that when they were little, that they would hear stuff, right? They would hear like women talking. What the heck? Yeah. And they lived like close to the mountains.
Oh, okay.
And they said that they would hear women talking, and that one night they were just outside, playing outside with their dolls, and that they saw, like, someone that it looked like they were flying, and that their mom went out and told them to come in. And they're like, no, we're playing outside, we're having fun. And she's like, no, come in. If you see, si te mira, te va a llevar.
Oh, shit.
I mean, that's, yeah, that's all.
I mean, that's pretty intense, though.
But I guess... in that, like, area that they would see them flying a lot.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably, like, a covenant?
Oh, shit.
There could be,
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I mean, there could have been a bunch of them.
And that, like, you could hear them talking in the night.
Oh, shit.
Like, that you could just...
like, conversation.
Like, conversations that were, like, a woman, like, talking really fast and kind of loud.
Oh, shit. That's pretty scary.
And that, like, you would just see, like, entities flying. But that it was, like, real women, like... flying, that it didn't look like see-through, you know what I mean?
Like you could see the figure.
Yeah, you could see the figure, and they would come really close sometimes, and then all the moms would go and get their kids.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's pretty scary. I mean, like I said, you know, Mexico, a lot of things are what is it, like those folklores that, I mean, they've been passed down generation by generation. So I mean, you tend to believe them if they keep passing them down.
Yeah.
You know, like, I know one day I'm going to tell my kids my experiences.
Yeah.
So, I mean, It makes sense. I mean, people have experienced things.
It's interesting how everything works out.
Yeah, and then another thing that I guess learned, well, I mean, a while back, but apparently in Mexican folklore, owls. So they, what is it? They relate them to witches.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, it's crazy because apparently if you see an owl, that is bad luck.
It's bad luck, yeah.
Yeah, so
especially if it looks straight at you.
Yeah, apparently to get rid of it, you have to cuss it out.
Really?
Yeah, that's that was interesting. Like, you could throw rocks at it and stuff, and like, it'll fly away, but it'll come back. And apparently if you cuss it out, it, I don't know, fuck, it gets offended or something, and then it leaves. So you have to cuss it out. Mm-hmm. Well, at least that's what I was told. But I'm not too sure. I've never experienced that.
You know, one time, I live like in ranches type of area, fields,
mm-hmm.
where they grow fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
And I have to go through this road that's really dark and there's no lights. And one time after work, dude, it was like 12:15. I was going home, and an owl was in the middle of the road with its wings flapped.
Oh, so
and I always have my highlights when I'm driving through that road because it's so dark.
Oh, fuck.
It was with its wings like spread out and staring at me. Oh, it shit. Wouldn't fucking move.
Yeah, they're intense. They don't give a fuck.
I literally like backed up, went forward. It wasn't moving. I was like, fuck this. I did a U-turn and I went the other way. I got back on the freeway to go down through Avenue 50 because I was scared.
Damn, so you, yeah. It made you like go it back.
It made me, oh, God. It was staring like into my soul. It gave me like the creepiest vibe and I felt like, ugh.
I felt ugly. That's scary. I've had an experience with an owl here.
Here? At work? Yeah,
when I was driving the golf cart.
Oh, hell no. And they're big.
They're huge. But it's crazy though. Because I was driving. We work at a country club. Yeah, we work at a country club.
We're security guards.
yeah, we're bored.
Hi.
But yeah, I was driving down, what is it? On the, you know how we check the mountain lights?
Mm-hmm.
So over there, it's literally just hill after hill after hill. And it's like, it's a bumpy ride. And I was going pretty quick. It was in the golf cart. I was going pretty quick. And literally, like, it was a brown owl. And like, literally, it was across the canal. It was flying. So it was following me. Like, it was next to me, but across the canal. And it was looking at me. So it wasn't even looking straight forward.
Oh,
it was looking at me. And I was like, fuck that. So I didn't even finish the mountain lights. I just fucking left.
Dude, because they get dogs and, like, cats. They're, like,
yeah,
strong.
Yeah, they're huge. Yeah, they're fucking huge.
And they're big. Like, next to you, they would be, like, what?
Like,
3 feet?
Like, up to my hip, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fucking big.
They're fucking big. I feel like they can do some damage.
Oh, yeah, easily. Easily. Like, it's not even funny. Like, those things I wouldn't fuck with.
Mm-mm.
They're fucking huge.
And they're creepy.
Yeah. And then I think they can do like a 180 to like turn their heads.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck that.
Uh-uh.
I was like, that's some like fucking bullshit.
Seriously.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't fuck with those.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, but yeah, Mexican people associate with them.
Yeah, they're supposedly demons can get inside of them.
También? Fuck.
That's what I would hear. So, like, if I was to ever see an owl, well, when I was little, my parents would tell me to just start praying and that it would leave.
Oh, shit. See, I didn't know that. Yeah, I was never told that.
But to not give it the satisfaction of being scared and being like, you know what, like, God's with me.
Yeah.
You can't do shit.
Yeah, of course. I mean, if you're confronting something, you can't be scared of it.
Because
if you are, I mean, it's going to know. Well, that's with anything in life, though.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if it's an owl, fuck, I would have ran it over. I'm not gonna lie.
Are you serious? Hell no, dude. That shit was huge.
I would have done damage to the car, but yeah, I would have ran it over.
No, dude, no. It was like un pinche miedo. It froze me.
Yeah, that's fucking scary. Yeah, they are pretty big.
Huge, and the eyes were piercing.
Yeah, that's the scary part. Like, they look at you, and they don't take that look away from you.
And then like the lights were hitting its eyes, so it was like reflecting.
Oh, like a glare.
And I was just like, this ain't it.
You're like, fuck this.
I'm like, I'm just trying to go home.
Leave me alone.
I saw an owl here at work too once when I would work graveyard.
Really?
Yeah. Where? But I saw it like flying in the, it flied from one house to another house.
Oh shit.
But I remembered I was so like weirded out because I had never seen an owl that close.
Oh, so it was pretty close to
it. It was pretty close, but it didn't look at me at all. Didn't even notice me. But I was like, dang, that's big. Because yeah, I had never seen it that close.
Mm-hmm. Fuck that. You don't want to even want to get close to him.
I feel like if I was ever like feet away from one, I'd be like, ugh.
I'll shit my pants.
Yeah. Have you seen videos of them?
No.
They look creepy.
I mean, I've seen one in real life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's a little bit scarier.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's it.
Basically, yeah, I mean, witches in general are pretty scary. Well, maybe because I haven't seen one, so.
Yeah, we haven't really seen one. And those are also, like, tales that we were told.
When we were younger?
Yeah.
I think it was just to scare us.
You think so? Come inside?
Right? Yeah, I think so. But who knows? I mean, who knows, actually? I mean, we've never experienced them. So, I mean, people say they have, but who knows?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the only way, like I said, the only way I will believe it is if I see it. But at the same time, I'm like, do I want to?
Right.
I mean, that would be pretty scary to encounter a witch.
Could you imagine?
Well, I mean, but you got to realize, I mean, in Mexico, there's curanderas.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. Like, right now, witches, current day, aren't scary to me. Depends.
Okay, so in Mexico, if there's people, they're healers, but they're called curanderas in Mexico. They're healers and they're considered witches.
Yeah, because they use witchcraft to technically heal you.
Yeah, so a lot of people, when they don't know what's wrong with them, they tend to go to them just to kind of fix whatever they have. Usually it works.
Yeah, usually they're like taking away
whatever,
like bad things people have like wished upon you or done on you.
Yeah, so like in Mexican,
que te quitan el mal de ojo, te quitan todo eso,
like envidia, stuff like that.
Envidia.
So they in Mexican belief, if like you have, let's say, people don't like you or stuff like that, or like they wish bad upon you, usually you tend to go see a curandera to, I guess, do their witchcraft and release whatever bad intentions people have against you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's a way of cleansing. There we go. That's the word. Cleansing.
Yeah, cleansing.
You know, I mean, I don't know how it's done here, obviously, I've never, you know, done anything here. You know, it's usually when we go to Mexico or whatever, we tend to go to, well, my mom does, curanderos, just to kind of cleanse.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
You know how some people get an egg?
Yeah.
And they, like, clean you with it?
Yeah.
Is that considered witchcraft?
Or
is that just Mexican beliefs?
I think that's just a Mexican belief.
Because low-key, it works.
It does.
Because whenever I'm feeling bad, my husband gets an egg, does my whole head, my body, everything.
Mm-hmm.
I kid you not, it works. But he throws the egg outside. He doesn't leave it inside the house.
Yeah, so the bat stays out.
Yeah. And if you crack it open, it's like all kinds of white in the egg.
Or like it's black.
What?
Yeah.
Mine's never been black, bro.
Mine's been black.
I'm gonna pray for you.
I'm gonna pray for you. Yeah, apparently if you have like really bad, what is it? What's the word I'm looking for? If like people really like wish bad on you, apparently that if you have an egg and they do that egg thing, and if it comes out black, it's like fucking people are like, they want you dead.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's like close to like death. So I've had that and my dad has that.
Damn.
So my mom's never had a black goo or whatever, or my brother's. It's just me and my dad. So someone out there really wants us either to like be dead or something, but I don't know.
You know, I heard that you should wear a necklace that's glass, like a piece of glass.
Oh, to absorb it?
No. So whatever they're wishing on you goes back on them.
Oh, shit.
I heard it from a witch on TikTok.
The fuck? Really?
Yeah.
Huh. That's crazy.
There's a lot of things you can do to protect yourself.
That actually makes sense.
Yeah.
Because of reflection. Yeah, that makes sense. Huh. That's a new one for me, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do that.
You come tomorrow with the necklace with the piece of mirror.
Fucking bagel. Mirror. Flavor Flav.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's... Yeah, it's fucking crazy, man. So many, like, stories of witches. I mean, that's what I know so far.
Yeah.
I mean, probably later in the future we'll have more.
Yeah, so... Thank you for coming to our podcast.
Thank you for listening. I mean, to our... What is it, to our rambling?
Yeah.
You know?
To our conversations.
We're just freeballing it here, guys.
Yeah. I mean, so if you like it, come back tomorrow for more.
Yeah, we're going to have more tomorrow. Tomorrow, what's our topic tomorrow?
Whatever. I don't know. Pick one and we'll do it.
Ooh.
That's
a good one.
Ding, the pressure's on.
The pressure is on.
What will it be?
The Llorona.
I'm down. Okay.
Dude,
yes.
That's a good one. That I.
All right.
That's one of my favorite tales.
I'm down. Come back tomorrow for La Llorona. We have a few stories on that, actually. We have actually shared this with each other already.
Yeah, we've had a
and
couple.
And we have some stories to tell you.
So they're pretty good. So, I mean, tune in tomorrow and we'll talk about it more.
Yeah, same time, same place. We'll be here.
Same people.
Same people, literally just us. Hey, guys.
Oh, maybe Christine might join in.
Oh, Christine might join in. Christine is...
Our supervisor.
Our supervisor. She's super cool.
Pretty dope, yeah.
She was in last week's episode.
Yeah, she was in. She was our random guest.
Our random commentator in the background.
Yeah, she might have some good stories.
Yeah. She's super dope. Yeah, you'll like her.
Yeah. And then, yeah, but tune in for tomorrow.
Tune in tomorrow. We'll see you guys then.
All
right. Thank you, guys.
Take care, guys.
Welcome back to our show, guys.
Hey, guys. Welcome back.
That's my creepy voice, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty creepy.
It's pretty creepy. I can... Yeah. Anyways.
What the heck?
So work has been crazy today.
It's been hectic.
It's been... Okay, so what happened? A lady fell in the lake.
Oh, yeah, in a golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
We got naked people running around.
Yeah.
What else? Some lady hit her head.
Yeah, bleeding all over the concrete. And I'm just like, all of this could have been avoided if your ass would have stayed home.
Fucking quarantine time.
Fucking quarantine time. You're not listening. Thank you next.
For reals. Fuck these people, man.
Anyways.
It's
yeah.
Called karma. Honestly.
So we are starting our podcast a little late today. It'll be super short. But we did want to get this out to you guys because we did promise you.
Yeah,
La Llorona.
La Llorona. How do you say it in English? The Wailer?
The Wailer.
That sounds so weird in English. The Wailer.
That
doesn't even sound scary. It sounds funny as fuck. Yeah, so La Llorona. That's a topic that I think every Mexican knows.
Yes.
Or not even Mexicans, like people in
everyone.
General.
There recently came out a movie about La Llorona.
Yeah. I mean, it was a horrible movie, but...
I haven't seen it.
No?
Mm-mm.
I mean...
Me either.
It's just...
It's not terrible. It's alright. I mean, it's... Not as scary as, like, the Mexican versions of, like, movies. But, yeah. I mean, yeah. It's okay.
So, we actually have had experiences with La Llorona, you would say?
Not experiences, like... Well, I mean, me, not personally. Like...
I did.
Not me. Well, you did. I know you did, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had family members, uncles.
Yeah.
Actually, we heard her, me and my cousins. Well, I don't know if it was the actual Llorona, but, you know.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, crazy people in Mexico. Yeah. Freaking winos.
Pasando por la casa en la noche.
Trying to scare you? but I know Ale has experience with it. I might have. I'm not too sure. I mean, like I said, a lot of weird people at night.
Yeah.
You want to tell your story?
Yeah. So, I have family in Mexico. I have actually siblings in Mexico, and I would go visit them every summer. So I would go visit them, and I would stay there for, it was like, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, typical vacation.
Typical vacation, and my mom's family lives by El Rio Colorado in San Luis.
Oh, shit.
So it's a very, like, poor town. Very, literally their houses are made out of bricks.
Oh, so and it's like old style Mexico.
Like super old style. Their floor is literally dirt.
Oh shit. Yeah, that's like really old school.
So yeah. So in the night, I was little and I would sleep with my older sister who lives in Mexico. She was probably like in high school.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so she's really older than me. And I was little, I was like 5, 6.
Oh, that's a big age gap.
Yeah. And so she would always make me sleep in the middle of her and my other sister. So one night, I was literally just laying there, falling asleep, still kind of like awake, talking, falling asleep. And then we hear like a crying, right? And then I told my sister, like, what the hell? And she was like, don't listen to that. Cover your ears. I'm like, okay. And she's just like, don't listen to that. Don't listen to that. I'm like, okay, bitch, I can hear it. The fuck? So I started getting creepy vibes. My grandma comes in and starts praying. She like gets on her knees and starts praying. Tells us to close our eyes and to pray, pray, pray. Turns out, I guess it was La Llorona.
Oh, shit.
They would hear it a lot. That was my first time hearing it and my only time hearing it. And I would stay over there every summer for like 2 weeks.
That's crazy.
So it did feel ugly.
Well, I bet, man.
You did feel like a heavy presence. And I remember I was like, why am I scared? Like, I don't even know what the fuck they're talking about. Because that was the first time I had ever heard of it. And I was like really scared.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's freaking, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, and I was little. I didn't really understand.
Oh, yeah. We're at work.
Yeah, we're at work. Yeah, so what's your experience with La Llorona?
I was probably older. I was, what, maybe, I want to say 14, 15? About, like, 10 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was at my cousin's house. Well, it's my aunt's house, but now my cousin's house. So we were staying, and he lives in a two-story house, and we were staying in his youngest brother's room. So, it was all the cousins. We were all in the room. We were just talking. It was like, what, 2, 3 in the morning? You know how people stay up and, you know, relax and shit and talk. And yeah, so one of my cousins on that room, there's like a sliding door. But it's like a little, what is that called? A balcony?
Yeah.
So it's like a tiny balcony. Like, it only fits like, what, 2 people maybe? So he was sitting back, and it was weird because the door was open, but like his back was on the railing.
Mm-hmm.
So like he was getting fresh air. He was getting fresh air. And then we were all talking. We were being loud. And then all of a sudden he shushes us. He's like, shh. He's like, hey, listen, listen. We're like, the hell's going on? So we all stay quiet, and like we can hear like crying, but it's more like a, not even a crying, like a whimpering.
Yeah, like
no, not even that. It's like, no? You know how when you're crying and then you're just like, you know?
Oh, really?
Like kind of like that at first. And we're like, and it sounded like it was right under the window. So it was kind of weird, but obviously we're going to look and we didn't see anything. So all the cousins, we all run to the fucking door to, you know, peek our heads out. We didn't see anything. But the weird thing is, so apparently legend has it that if you hear the Llorona close by, that she's far away. So, and then if you hear her far away, she's really close. So we started hearing her far away. So next to my cousin's house, there's like a small canal. So it's like you peek around the corner and there's a canal. So I remember when we heard it further away, we peeked, well, I peeked like out looking towards the canal. Cause I know she, what is it? She haunts like where there's water.
Yeah.
So I peeked around the canal and like I barely kind of like saw like the white dress, like the ending of the dress. And I freaked out, obviously. Well, I mean, we already knew the legend of the Llorona, so.
Right.
I was like, could it be, could it not be, you know? Could it be someone fucking with us, stuff like that? And it turns out that a lot of people, because at my cousin's house, behind his house, he has like a little, how do you call it? Where there's like more vecindario. So like they would rent out rooms. So apparently those people heard the Llorona too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they were older people. I mean, they were like, yes, like old people. And they were all terrified. And they're like, we've never heard it this close. Mm-hmm. Like, that's pretty scary. I was like, the fuck? So what does that mean?
Like, probably because there was young kids there. Yeah. Because she shows up a lot when there's like younger kids.
Yeah. But I mean, we weren't even that young. We were older. But we did have our nephews.
Yeah, so...
So maybe, yeah, that kind of makes sense. What about you, Christine?
Not really.
No.
No.
I heard of it. I just.
You've never experienced anything?
No, I've never really gone to Mexico.
Never?
No, just to Mexicali, and it wasn't really much of a time there. It was to and from, maybe a few hours and back.
Oh, so it was like a.
So I've never really had. That, and thank God, because that's kind of scary. I don't
want to
be seeing old lady crying and come back and get me back.
It's just you. I feel like the noise she makes is the creepy part.
Yeah.
Because, well, I remember it now.
Mm.
Even now.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like.
Yeah, it's like a whimpering.
That's how I heard it. But I heard it really far away.
That means it was close by.
I know. But my grandma is like a devout Christian.
Oh, so she's hardcore.
Anyway.
But that's her stuff.
Anyway, Two-Faced Grandma, that's another story. I'm being petty. Anyways. yeah, she was a devout Christian. And when she was praying
Devoted.
Devoted. When she was praying hard, it was like... I don't know if it was getting mad,
because
I would hear it more and more and more, and then I eventually fell asleep, so I don't know what happened, but I was like, why is she praying? It's making it mad. I remember thinking that as a little girl.
Yeah, it's like, it goes back to, like, good versus evil, you know? Obviously, if you mess with it with, and in this case, prayer, obviously it's gonna get mad, mm-hmm. So, I mean... They were pissing it off, but at the same time, they were protecting themselves. So, I think that's what it really was.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, in Mexico, I'm not going to say all Mexicans, but in Mexico, a lot of people have strong devotion to religion.
Mm-hmm.
So, to them, praying is, when they hear something bad or something bad happens, praying is kind of like their way of, like, relieving themselves. Anyway, I think. I'm not too sure. Like I said.
Well, even now, when I get scared.
You pray?
I pray automatically. And I feel better.
Yeah. Like, see, like I said, I kind of lost touch with religion. So, like, I don't even pray anymore. And it's just like, if it happens, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
I've become that person.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we didn't even, you know, tell the story of the Llorona. We just kind of jumped into it.
Okay, so go ahead and explain.
Okay, so the Llorona. Okay, there's so many versions of this story.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't really know.
Well, so Angel will tell you the one he knows.
Yeah, the version that I know.
That he's been told.
Yeah, that, you know, it's been passed down. So apparently, it was, I guess, this beautiful lady who, well, you know, her beauty, you know, she got married very young, mm-hmm. and I think she had two kids. So she had two kids, and so she was very devoted to her husband. Mm-hmm. And so I guess the husband was, I don't know what he, I think he was like in war or whatever. And so he would be gone for months and like at a time. And so he would literally not take care of her. So when he would come back, he would only really care for his kids. So like he would spend all his time with his kids. So he kind of pushed her away. So from the story, it goes that one day when he came back, he had come back with a younger woman, right? And so I guess she got really mad because, well, he left her, you know? So she got mad and so she ended up killing her kids
like revenge.
A revenge thing in the river. So she drowned both her kids. But instantly she regretted what she had done. So she ended up drowning herself.
Looking for them.
Yeah. So I think she went weeks looking for them in the river, you know, but she never found them. So she ended up exhausting herself and drowning in the river.
And legend has it, she's still looking for her kids till this day.
Yeah, so she looks for them. That's why the legend goes that she's always near water, like big masses of water, looking for her kids. And it also says that if she finds like kids,
like young kids, she takes them.
Yeah, she takes them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how that works, you know, but she takes them. Well, obviously, she kills them. So I'm guessing she drowns him, I would think.
Right. Honestly, I don't know. But kids disappear. Supposedly, they blame...
The Llorona.
La Llorona.
But I mean, it makes sense if she does drown him, so...
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah. Because
but we're not sure.
Yeah. Because in the legend, like her vanity, because she... Supposedly, she was really beautiful. Like crazy, like... Gorgeous. So when she got abandoned by the guy, you know, she lost it. Mm-hmm. You know, her vanity got to her, and she's like, "Why would you change me for a younger person?" But it's like what people say, you know, looks go away after time.
Hell yeah.
So, I mean, don't really base yourself on looks, because I mean, that goes away eventually.
That goes away eventually, and your kids are forever.
Yeah, I mean.
Moral of the story, don't drown your kids.
For reals. I mean, if you're trying to impress someone, you know, do it, like, intellectually. Well, not even like, that. Just be okay, a good person.
No. If your man comes back as a younger woman, bye, Felicia. I'll go get myself a younger man, too. The fuck?
The fuck? For reals, huh?
Yeah, so, like, you're not fucked up real quick, you know.
Real quick. 0 to 100.
She literally went from 0 to 100 and she regretted that shit quick.
Well, yeah, fuck.
Now you she's could. Like the spirit. Nunca va a descansar. She's never gonna like. She's probably trapped in the in between if you believe in that.
And then you gotta realize that Llorona's not just. Well, from what I'm told, she is not just one person. Mm-hmm. So it's all the mothers that kill their children. So I thought that was an interesting fact. Yeah. Because, I mean, like I said, there's different
versions. And there's a bunch of viejas that do that shit.
But yeah, I mean, they don't give a fuck about their kids.
Dude.
So, I mean, they need a...
They made Mexicans look bad.
That's devil exactly. shit. They're in hell right now.
Well, that's
Or maybe that is their punishment.
Eternal. It's eternal. They're never going to find their kids.
Well, in the Bible, it says that when you go to hell, it's like you keep doing the same thing you hate over and over and over and over.
Yeah, you keep reliving. Mm-hmm. So that is their hell. Because that's the worst moment of their lives, what they've done, because they regret it, you know? Mm-hmm. There's women that don't regret.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I mean, be a good person. That's all we say.
Yeah, moral of the story, be a good person. Men ain't shit. Just kidding.
For real. That's fucked up, Ale.
I'm just kidding. your partners and everything, you know, they end up leaving you, that's fine. You'll live.
I mean, don't idolize them, you know?
Don't idolize anybody.
Yeah, I mean, always have respect for yourself.
Yeah, you matter. And, yeah, stay inside, guys.
Yeah, fuck this quarantine.
Happy quarantine.
Happy quarantine? The fuck?
Yes, we gotta think about it that way. Like, we're living times in our lives that we get to spend way more time with our family.
If you have families.
If you have families. If
you're by yourself, well, that sucks.
If you don't, dive into a...
A good book?
A good book. Maybe start making some YouTube videos, you know?
A little porn? I don't know.
Yeah, a little...
Anything, whatever tickles your pickle.
Whatever tickles your pickle.
You know?
Alright,
so, I mean, it was a short one today, guys.
Yeah.
We'll
be back next week, actually.
For sure.
On Thursday.
Know, we'll try to make ours... If you guys want us to make them longer, we will. So far, we're just going to keep them short.
Short and sweet.
Yeah.
To the point.
You know, just to catch your attention.
Yeah. That way you can hang out with us for a little while and not commit a full hour.
For reals.
Maybe you'll have to do that once in a while.
Maybe a car drive.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, sooner or later, we'll make longer videos.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Better topics.
Yeah. Interesting topics. Maybe things that aren't of our culture, también.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
we can do things from other cultures, you know. We just would have to do some research and...
I mean, if you want to hit us up, I'll link our... Well, at least my Instagram. I don't have a Twitter, so...
I have a Twitter. I think it's...
Yeah, so I'll link either if Ale wants to her Twitter.
You should also link the email. That way they can send you ideas.
True.
That would be cool.
Yeah, we could do some stories that you guys have, and then...
Or if you want, we could also, if you have questions or you need advice in a topic, we can give you advice.
Yeah, we're here for you guys.
26, woman.
I'm 24. I'm 24. I'm a dude.
24, dude. You can get two different perspectives from two people that are in different points of their life, I guess?
Well, not much. I mean,
we're... Well, you're single, 24, man.
Yeah, true. Yeah, so hope you guys have a good one and, you know, stay safe out there, you know, wear your mask.
Wear your mask.
And, yeah, stay safe. Don't do anything stupid. And,
well, yeah. We'll see you next week.
Have a good night, guys.
Thank you for listening.
All right, bye.
Bye.